Repetition functions. Yes, repetition functions. We go to the doctor, and the doctor says, now, take these pills, take them from the beginning to the end. Take the complete prescription. Do not cut it short. Do not stop it in the middle, because you have not fulfilled that goal that the prescription is designed to do for you. Now, your metaphysical doctors say, take a statement and speak that statement and speak it until it has fulfilled its perfection and brought its wholeness, its reality into your life. So you say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And you say it when you're thinking good and when you're feeling wonderful. And when you're not feeling wonderful, you say, oh, I don't like me, I feel bad, my body is not good. And you're putting that cause in motion. I don't know how strongly, how powerfully, how dynamically I can say this, but the truth is, the prescription of positive thinking works. The prescription of positive attitude toward life works. People look at me and they say, Herb, you're fantastic. You're so vital, dynamic, alive. Herb, you're wonderful. You're so young. You're so marvelous in everything you do. Herb, how do you do it? How do you do it? And I say, I have an affirmation that I use all of the time in my life, subliminally and vocally, depending upon where I am and what I'm doing. I say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. I don't say it until I am vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. This is my nature. This is who I am. This is what I speak to myself and say to myself and know to myself, because I put the cause in motion and I get the results. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. But Herb, sometimes you walk like an old man, you know. Yes, sometimes I do. That's when I'm not thinking my statement. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. Because when I say I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I throw back my shoulders. I lift up my chin. I feel wonderful. And I say, I am vital, dynamic, alive in me. In every organ, action, function of my body, I say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. Yes, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. These statements of truth work about us. I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. If I were to say such a thing as that, I would experience sickness. If I would think in my thoughts that this is a body that is experiencing those unhappy things, I would experience them as a cause that I'd put in motion and an effect that I would have. Repetition works in the doctor's medicine, physical medicine. Repetition works in the mental medicine, but it works more powerfully with no side effects. Holy goodness, when you say it in the mental field. Oh, yes. You're not crazy. You're not stupid. You're not unwise. Every scientist will tell you that this is the way it works. Every doctor will tell you this is the way it works. Every psychologist and psychiatrist and every person who works with the mind in any way, every minister and every teacher, all say the same thing. Repetition works. Are you ready to have your life have a function that works with repetition, and you are the one who sets in motion what it is? I am wealthy. Oh, how about that? I'm poor. I live on a very tight budget. I don't have enough to get along on. People take advantage of me. People hurt me. People destroy me. Oh, my, my, my. When we put causes like that in motion and we get results like that, we say, how am I me, oh God? Why me, oh God? Well, because you have chosen to act less than your divine self. You have chosen to experience less in life than your divinity. Now, many people look at other people and they say, golly, they've had some tough experiences. Golly, they've had some bad health experiences, some bad social experiences, some bad experiences in their life, and life has not been treating them very kindly at all. But then take a look at the person. Are they disturbed by life not treating them kindly? Or are they living in their ideal spirit, mind, and body? Are they living in their divinity? Are they living in who they are, untouched by the world of experiences around them? And little by little, as they're untouched by the world of experiences around them, people do not see the experiences around them any longer. They fade away. Sometimes these people want to bring back those experiences around. I remember when you used to wet the bed. I remember when you were a child. I remember when you had this sickness. I remember when you had this terrible marriage. I remember. Oh, sure. Let people remind you and bring that back in your memory. You want change. You want to let the gone be gone. Let the past be gone. Let bygones be bygones. And forget it. Forget it. Live in the now. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. My goodness sakes. Actually, that's incorrect. It only speaks of the few moments now. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. What I really am is I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm immortal. I'm eternal. I live forever. I never die. Oh, I may leave this body off. I may do changes in my physical self as I become aware of my divine self. And I begin to express in my divine self all the magic that I am. But it's only through the repetition of my mind, the repetition of my thought, the repetition of my being, that all of this comes about. It's only through the repetition of life that this all comes about. And then with this repetition of life, I am living in a magical, magical, wonderful, wonderful, fabulous, fabulous experience of me, of who I am. And I love it. Oh, do I love it. Yes. You can have that same wonderful experience in your life if you choose. But it means you are repetitious about the truth about your nature. You may not have that as an illusion in your life at the moment, but the truth lays there for sure. Within the child is the adult. Within the child is the genius. Within every child is God, is genius, is the adult. And that's you and that's me. Now, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All the world is beautiful. All the world is fabulous. All the world is glorious. All the world is expressing the purity and the wholeness that I am. When each one of us can make that our clarion call every moment of our life, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm 25, but I'm only 10 years old. I'm only 15. I'm 60. I'm 100 years old. That's right. But every moment of your life, the symbol of 25 stands forth as a glorious age in time, as a glorious time and age of where we live as our vital, dynamic, alive bodies, our vital, dynamic, alive affairs. Well, some people are sick, so okay. At 25, some people are sick. At 25, some people die. At 25, some people are born. At 25, people start living in their married life and start having children. And the world is filled with a variety of expressions of what people do, what people think they're doing. But if you have an ideal attitude in you, and it says, I have the skin of a baby, oh, so gentle to the touch. I have the mind of a genius, oh, so brilliant. I have the body of an athlete, of some beautiful being. Yes, we say that for ourselves. And we know that we're not really that person, but we are the exemplification of what that being represents. And we are the living example of what that being is. Because this is the truth about us. And when we say I'm vital, alive, I am vital, alive, and 25. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm 25. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm 25. I'm fantastic. Then, truly, I am fantastic. Truly, this is my radiance of life. This is my allness of life. This is me. And this is all that matters about anything in my world. Oh, and do I feel good about it. I stick out my chest, I pick up my chin, and I look the world square in the eye, and I say, I love you. Because I love me first. And since I love me, all I can do is love the world. Join me in this recognition of loving the world. In this recognition that all is good and very good right now. In this recognition that all is divine. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. I think my thought, and it is expressed in my world right now. You are wonderful. I am wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.